You are now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 115 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking Pod Gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
Welcome to Pod God Damn It, Episode 6. Six episodes in, Pod Gods Network. We all band together and answer silly questions which I come up with and they all piss and moan about. Like usual. I am Adam from the Odd Cars Podcast. You are... I'm pointing at you, Will. Why are you not talking?
Sorry, I just thought it was funny.
It's not that funny. No one else found it funny. You just made yourself look stupid. You let yourself down. You let the podcast down. You let the pod gods down.
Did I let my father down?
You did let your father down. And you are...
Ash.
Today's topic is a very controversial one.
Pointless celebrities.
Exactly.
Is there any other kind?
Do you think you're a celeb? You think you're a celeb in your head, don't you?
There is a parody account of me on Twitter.
There actually is. And we will get to that when it's our turn. So let's go straight into episode 6 of Pod God Damn It.
Love the Foo Fighters.
Hate the Foo Fighters.
David Grohl is a freaking genius.
The Mentos one is the best. When he did the Mentos commercials.
Yeah.
Are you the Cinnamon Challenge this weekend?
No.
No.
I don't want you
to. Want to?
You want to puke?
No.
Because that will happen.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
My friend did it. He didn't puke.
Well, your friend's an idiot.
Most of them young boys are. All right, here we go. Question number
four.
No, this is episode 6.
4 for us today.
All right, we're Garage Cast.
He doesn't know how to count.
No, he doesn't.
True. I'm Brian.
I'm Jake.
And Weaselicious is spurting her wisdom.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
For the 4th week in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
I did it last week?
Yeah, and the week before that. And the week before that.
Oh my gosh, how did I not know this?
You're on 4 different shows now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
4 different episodes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what's the question for the day? Because I got to piss.
Who is the most pointless celebrity?
Yeah, that's what the question was.
There's a whole family of them. The Kardashians.
Foo Fighters.
Snooki. Reality TV.
No.
Reality TV, period.
No.
Yeah, Kardashian,
Foo Fighters.
Paris
Us.
Hilton.
Us.
Yeah, well, we do something repeatedly each week to try to be entertainers. But these people, the Kardashians and the Paris Hiltons.
They spend money on
They
themselves.
Do nothing but have a family name that gets them airtime to make them look like that's how we all should be when they're nothing how I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What if the only thing Paris Hilton did but... Family's got the Hilton name.
I could think of one.
There's a sex video. But other than that, did you really want that? Well, I would like that for my claim to fame, but I'm a guy.
Yeah.
She looked like a skeleton. You remember Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
Remember when they were real big with, what was the other one, Nicole Richie? Ugh.
I liked her. She had a little meat on her bones.
Well, and then their shit ran out. Their fame kind of faded out fast.
Well,
Nicole
Richie didn't get along no more.
They didn't?
No, they got to fighting, and that's why the Nicole Richie's wasn't in that reality show, and they tried another season just with Paris Hilton.
Well, yeah, they started that show where they went to farms and all that crap.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Are we talking about TV or pointless celebrities?
Period.
Period.
Pointless celebrities.
Talk more into the mic.
Well, they're celebrities. So
quit
any
shaking
kind of
around like a 13-year-old girl. Oh, it she is. Damn it. Grow up already.
So who's the most
Tell that
pointless
to a little...
celebrity in the tween world?
Foo Fighters?
No. Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters are the shit. They've been around since
Yeah, for you guys. You guys are old farts.
But they're still kicking it. It's kind of like the Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys, I don't have a problem with.
The one just died.
Yeah. But they still, they rocked, even your age. You like the Beastie Boys.
Never.
We got the right to fight.
They were like, I saw their one video and they were like kicking down windows.
Yeah. Well, even when they came back out with body movement and all that shit, they still rock the house.
Still the best one.
What about LMFAO?
They're not pointless, so I
like
they're not going to be
they
long
kind of pointless.
They're not going to be long run, but they've had some good songs.
Shots, Taxi, and I Know It. That's the only two I know by them that are good.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have
Party
to be.
Rock?
Oh, Party Rock Anthem.
Yeah. But that's, you can go back to Dee Snider and Twisted Sister.
But he was amazing.
Where they were kicking and shit.
Lay
and
on me. Why don't you lay on me? You're gonna burn in hell.
But the, you got to fight. Yeah. Huh? Well, that one, the Rock, oh, what the hell was it? Dee Snider, where the, they're going through the house and the, kicking in the windows and that, the kid's house.
Oh, what was that?
What song was that now? Fight for Your Right to Party?
That was Beastie Boys. But they did that in Beastie Boys, where they were sitting on the couch and they all come
busting in. What was the one?
In.
You know which one I'm talking about. Dee Snider with his blue eyeshadow on coming through and the big blood.
I have blue eyeshadow.
Yeah, they played that on the movie Big. Remember
that?
Yeah,
he's laying on the hood of the car. No, it was Pee-wee. They're shooting. Dee Snider and Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
It was.
Dee Snider.
That was, you're going to burn in hell. That's what I just sang. But in the movie Big, when he's laying in the, was it Big? Whatever movie it is, but they're watching MTV, and that's the part that they show. What are you going to do with that?
So you're going to try to light the candle again.
Oh.
Good thing the wax set up, or it laughed when it poured all over her leg.
I made sure.
That's a story for the next podcast, the wax impressions.
Wax impressions.
Yes, used to play with candle wax all the time back in my corruptive years.
Yeah, that's for the other podcast,
not
for
this
your
one.
Not with Weaselicious in the room.
No. So yeah, I've got to go with Paris Hilton and the Kardashians for the most useless celebrities.
Yeah, I have to go with most reality TV.
One Direction, I like love them because they're all so hot and stuff, but. Ooh. One Direction.
But they're useless and pointless?
Yeah, they're pointless. They're just another teen band.
Another boy band. Wasn't that a movie?
They're just another boy band. They're going to fade off like Justin Bieber or...
He's a little homo.
He's not.
He is a homo.
He has a girlfriend. He has a penis.
Yeah, so homos use their penises with other boys.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
How do you know?
Because
he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You don't think his publicity agent says we're gonna set you up with Selena Gomez?
No, I don't think that happened.
To make you look straight.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think that happened.
So he tells whose label? He's not on 50 Cent.
Usher.
Yeah. Usher's going.
Yeah.
Dude, I know you like boys, but you
you need to lay low for a while.
Yeah.
You got a hit single coming out here, son.
Wait till you're in your 20s and you can come out like Doogie Howser.
Dookie Howser's gay?
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris?
Is he?
Oh, he's so gay it ain't even funny.
I didn't know he was
gay. And openly gay.
Really?
Yes. In all them shows of How I Met Your Mother, he's really gay.
He doesn't seem gay.
No,
he seems more bi and smartass.
Oh, he's hilarious. Because
I like that show when it's on.
Oh, yeah, he's got a life partner and shit.
When it's on, because when do I have time to watch TV? I don't have, like, an afternoon to, like, 8 o'clock is this show, 9 o'clock is this show.
I don't get to stay up past 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you do. You just got done telling me you're
okay,
up all night
long.
Okay,
yeah, only during the summer. But when I have to go to school, I'm supposed to go to bed at 9 o'clock. Supposed to.
Yeah, so you're up till 10.
No, I'm up later than that.
See? Well, see?
So, we pretty much come to the conclusion that Weaselicious thinks that...
Bieber sucks.
Bieber
no!
Sucks.
He doesn't
Bieber
suck.
Is horrible.
So One Direction, they're useless. That's
pretty
your
much.
That's your celebrity in the teen world.
Probably.
That's useless.
Well, no, like I like them, but yeah, I don't know.
He's lost. And me and you are kind of in the same conclusion of pretty much reality.
Yeah,
because
I think like Snooki, and Snooki's
just fake.
that's what makes her pointless. Like, she's not like a Scarlett Johansson or
she's hot.
Or a Kate Beckinsale. You know what I mean?
Calm down.
We're watching Underworld tonight.
Oh.
That flame is really big.
Pinch it.
But those are celebrities that are celebrities because they work for it, not because they just get drunk and bang everybody.
Exactly.
I'm surprised she's keeping it.
It's going to come out as an alien.
It's going to burst out of her belly.
It's
going to
pop out as a small gray.
No, it's going to come out like Spaceballs. Remember when that alien comes out and puts the barbershop quartet hat on and starts singing Hello, My Baby?
Hello, my darling. This is a big time now.
What did he have? He had the fish?
Yeah.
Check, please.
Quit playing with the candle. We're starting a seance next.
Oh, just don't get five of them out.
The what?
Five candles.
Isn't it five for the star?
Yes.
Or six?
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
For a seance.
Pentagram.
I don't know.
We're going to get out the Ouija board. Ouija.
Me and my friends are the Starbelly Sneeches.
You what? You did what?
We have stars on our bellies. And we have a gang sign.
Oh, great.
Show Tony that. Show Chicago Tony
that
sign.
Yeah, he'll slap you upside your head.
Okay.
Why don't you come on down to the lake? I want to show you something.
I got some cement shoes in your size.
He does say shoes like that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Shoes.
Shoes.
Why don't you try these on for size?
I got some cement shoes.
Jersey.
Jersey's a little different accent. We'll do that in another show.
I can't do Jersey. Chicago's easy because we already got it.
Yeah,
it's already embedded
teetering
in us.
On us, yes. It's not Chicago, it's Chicago.
We got to work a little harder just to make it a little bit more distinct.
Yeah.
But when distinct, it, like just what
and
I just
Chicago
said.
Tony knocked on the door earlier in our regular show and it wouldn't come in.
He said housekeeping?
Yeah.
You want fucking mint for pillow?
Yeah.
We all have right. Andy's mints at the house.
We know who you are. You're that land shark. No, I'm not. I'm just a dolphin.
You know what I like? I like narwhals.
What?
Who?
Narwhals.
Who's all that? Right,
now you got
they're it. Unicorns underwater. They're
is
underwater
that a,
unicorns.
That is a pointless celebrity.
He is not a celebrity. He's just a narwhal.
Weezalicious wins this week.
Yeah, so we're wrapping this shit up now for Pod Goddammit. And we are GarageCast. I'm Brian.
And I'm Jake. And you can check us out on thegaragecast.com. And also with us is...
What?
Delicious.
Yeah, that.
All
right. All right, see ya.
Later.
Bye. Pot!
God! Damn it.
All right, we'll do that. Hey, guys, this is Chris with the Unsocial Network along with...
Matt.
Cole.
Pete.
And we are here for episode 6 of Pod God Damn It. Topic...
Damn it.
/ question is, who is the most pointless celebrity? Cole and I were kind of talking about this before, and we kind of agreed. Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say.
Definitely.
I would say either Kim Kardashian or Paris Hilton.
I was going to say Perez Hilton.
Or Perez Hilton.
Because I don't even know what the fuck he does.
Paris Hilton was in a movie or two.
The boy version of
you know
Paris.
What I mean?
Right, and she probably was in those movies because of who she was, which was nothing. A celebrity star.
House
reality
Black.
Star, I mean.
I don't know. With she didn't bother me as much.
Who's that?
Kim Kardashian. The only thing everybody
she bothers me more because when I watched a show, it seems like she's such like clueless.
And
to
she likes
what
black dish.
What it's like to like.
That's what she's.
She
know,
does.
She just raised so rich, and you know, like I remember a show where she was complaining about not the plane wouldn't take all of her stuff she bought back to her house and stuff, and she was upset about that. I'm like, come on, give me a fucking break, you know.
Right. What about
ordered on Amazon
about the
like every
Jersey
other motherfucker?
Shore people,
the situation.
They're bad.
They're,
Jesus, there's a lot of worthless pieces of shit
whole
celebrities out there.
Right now.
I guess in reality, most celebrities to me are pointless. I mean, really, fuck them all.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, beyond watching their movie, you know, I really don't give a shit about their life.
All the American Idol
right.
stars.
Wow.
Which is probably what if I
How
was,
about we just say all reality stars in general?
Yeah, for sure.
I fuck can't can you think television. Of any
except
yeah.
for the Duck Dynasty guys. Those guys are fucking awesome and I want to meet them.
Yeah.
A lot of people like them.
I've never seen an episode, but I know what you're talking about.
It's hilarious. I love it. One. I want to call and interview them for the show.
Let's do it.
I want to talk to Willie and Jace. But we're actually thinking about naming our kid Jace if it's a boy.
Jace. Huh.
You're going to have him grow a beard?
I'm going to have him grow a big beard like that. And you got to talk real monotone, but say funny shit and know that you are and not laugh about it.
Jace E.
Because it's cool. All
right, so we're going to go with all reality celebrities, especially Kim Kardashian with her big fat ass.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
And by fat, I mean, oh, hell yeah. I would tap it.
I mean, there's no doubt that she's
I would motorboat those butt cheeks.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah.
So there's a point. I mean, that rules her out as pointless.
Yeah.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah. I just...
Because there is a point that I would bang
I just wish people would stop watching that.
As long as I get to end here.
Yeah, but every day there's new shit that comes out. I mean, more reality television, like stupider
ideas.
Have
you ever seen the show Lizard Lick?
Yeah.
Totally.
I hate that one. I watch it every day. I'm a total fan.
Shut up. I watch it.
I have
seen
it.
We got into it. I thought it was pretty funny. It seems so off the hook, though.
Dude, it's those shows. You can tell they're fucking set up.
Yeah, because
they're
like ridiculous.
They're like acting.
Guys coming in with yo, what up?
Same with operations
and shit.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's end it up there. All
right,
we're gonna see all okay. Reality celebrities.
Reality,
all reality
celebrities,
except for Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Well, no, wait, just Kim Kardashian's butt. Exactly.
Yeah, only
everything.
Butt.
We'll keep
fucking
that.
Destroy everything else.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Damn it!
Now it's our turn. The Oddcast podcast on Pod God Damn It, episode 6. Pointless celebrity, Will. Go.
Are you calling me a pointless celebrity?
Yeah. I am a little bit, yeah.
Pointless celebrity, Adam. Respond.
I'm pointless.
I love how I'm not classified as a celebrity.
No one even knows who you are.
Exactly. I would like to stay that way.
I would like to start with the statement of facts that any celebrity who has appeared in any TV program with celebrity in the name probably isn't one.
Well, like Celebrity Mastermind.
Celebrity Mastermind,
Celebrity
MasterChef,
Celebrity
Big Brother, Celebrity. There's an obsession with
celebrity
celebrities.
Donkey
Punch. Oh, I'd watch that.
You would.
Now they're celebs. Yeah.
Wasn't there Celebrity Deathmatch or something at one point?
That was a cartoon.
That was that was a MTV thing.
Yeah, it was an anime.
Yeah. MTV, yes. The Music Television Channel.
What's it stand for now?
Music Television, doesn't it?
Does it really? Still? Or have they changed it?
Yeah, it's now done with a sense of irony.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On purpose?
No. No, it's American. They don't have a concept of doing irony on purpose.
Or sarcasm.
They don't have a purpose.
Oh, Christ, yes. Oh, taking us back to those days. But, pointless celebrities. I'm not going to go through a list of names personally.
Because you don't know
there are too many. And yeah, a lot of them I don't. But there's like that British woman who was named Mum of the Year and was then seen smoking whilst pregnant.
How can you be Mum of the Year?
Well, she already had kids.
That's stupid talk. But how can they decipher who the Mum of the Year is?
Stephen Fry was declared by Pipe Smokers magazine to be Pipe Smoker of the Year.
He doesn't even smoke.
No, that's the irony.
Really?
Yeah.
I was joking.
He smoked an occasional pipe and was seen out in public smoking a pipe once, and therefore was named Pipe Smoker of the Year.
He was the most famous person other than Sherlock Holmes. He smoked a pipe.
And apparently Sherlock Holmes didn't actually exist, which is why he only won it 4 years in a row.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm making that up.
He had a quality pipe, though.
We would have gone with it, so it wouldn't have really mattered.
Absolutely.
Sherlock Holmes played with Robert Downey Jr. Pointless celeb, Robert Downey Jr.?
No, Robert Downey Jr. has actually got some acting talent.
So you want to... if you're a celebrity, you have to have talent. Is that what you're trying to say?
Not strictly talent. It depends how you define celebrity. Do you mean celebrity by famous? But I suppose it's... Celebrity is someone whose name is celebrated. So, not notorious like Harold Shipman.
Serial killers, they're celebrities.
No, this is what I'm saying. The names aren't celebrated, they're just well known.
Okay. See, that's what a lot of people misunderstand, don't they? They go, oh, you're a celeb because you're on telly. You're a celeb because people know your name.
Yeah.
If you have more than 100 followers on Twitter, you're a celebrity.
No, it means you've probably bought a package of 10,000 followers for 70 quid.
You can't buy a package of followers.
Yeah, you can.
Says who?
The world. You can go on Google, tap in buy Twitter followers.
Really? That's a real thing?
Yep, because there are loads and loads of Twitter accounts set up generally in poorer parts of the world where they just set up Twitter accounts and you pay them and they will set all of their Twitter accounts that they've set up to follow you.
No wonder they're poor. Spending money on fake friends.
Yeah, but Stephen Fry didn't have to spend much and he's number one.
That's all the pipe smokers that are following him. Or pole smokers.
I don't think... pole smoke? I'm just confused by that. Are you talking about people in Poland who smoke? Or people from Poland who smoke? Or people who smoke poles?
No, move on.
So, pointless celebrities then. Ash, any contribution?
I would go along the lines of sort of the people like Russell Brand. An absolute
but he has a job. That's his job,
on
though.
Telly.
But his job is to be a comedian.
He's not a comedian, funny. He's a tit.
But some people find him funny.
Well, I blame those people.
But he's not famous because he just wanders out in weird clothes and he goes, blah, blah,
isn't
blah.
He son of a famous person?
No, not at all. He's an ex-heroin addict.
Awesome. That's probably why he's not funny.
Yeah, but he wrote a fucking autobiography called My Bookie Work.
But that's just his style. It's like a lot of people don't like...
That style is cunt.
A lot of people hate Monty Python. A lot of people think the people that did Monty Python are not very talented. They think they're crap.
But that's because those people are wrong.
But that's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't...
No, those people are wrong.
Are you saying in like... The point of celebrities that you're going to say are people that you just don't like? Or are they pointless celebrities?
No,
like,
there are like an awful lot of like people who are famous for nothing.
Like the Big Brother people, those reality shows.
Yeah, where they're always...
They've got no talent, and like I said, their name's being celebrated simply because they're on TV.
Or you get the ones who were in failed pop acts, generally the mass-produced, commercialised, you know, no say, no actual musical direction, but the X Factor winners and the Pop Idol winners and all of that sort of stuff, who basically just won a karaoke competition, and it's made them massively famous, either across the world or certainly in their country of origin.
Yeah.
And then, because they actually managed to win a karaoke contest, they get all of these advertising bits and pieces and all of this and that, because they've got half-decent singing voice, but they've got no creative talent.
But at least they're pushing themselves to get... With a little bit of talent.
It's a fucking karaoke contest. They've not written the songs. They're doing piss-awful covers directed by absolute cynical music industry bastards.
All
they're doing is singing, yeah.
On those ones, yeah. It's the ones that have actually all they can do is sing. They don't write their own songs. And all they do, you mentioned it, covers. They re-sing the same song that was actually quite famous. But they change the beat to it, or they emphasise different words and stuff like that. I mean, come up with something new.
Actually, write a fucking song.
Yeah. Either that you wrote or someone else wrote for you. I mean, lots of the really good stuff. I mean, you look Burt Bacharach. He wrote an awful lot of number ones. Hmm. Other people performed it. That's perfectly fine. It's new stuff.
Yeah.
The ones that all they do is they remake other crap.
Yeah.
Or crap versions of something that's already been sung before. There's no talent.
Madonna sung American Pie by Don McLean, and she did an awful version of it. And frankly, I don't know what Madonna's done. You know, other than that. I just fucking hate Madonna, and I wanted that excuse to go for it. She's done a lot of original music, but I fucking hate her.
So would you say sports people then are pointless celebrities?
No.
No.
Some of them force themselves in the limelight more than they should and turn out to be twats and take what they do as an excuse to just be twats.
Hmm.
But in general, they are actually getting famous because they have an ability at something that sets them above the others rather than winning a karaoke contest.
Or
a popularity
some
contest.
Of the football, some of the
brother.
Footballers know that they have talent for playing football, but what they need, that you're supposed to be a role model as well.
Yeah. Politicians. Yeah. Celebrities?
No. Wankers.
Oh, yeah. But I know what you mean. I'm in the public eye.
Is that what... That's where we're getting... Like, the whole celebrity thing now has now changed. If you're on telly, and a lot of people know you, you've become a celebrity.
The celebrity thing hasn't actually changed. People's definitions, or more the media's portrayal to people of what a celebrity is, has changed.
Celebrities can now be someone that breaks a record or something so stupid.
Oh, shit. Well, have you ever watched the Guinness Book of Records stuff that they do? That basically, they get people scraping the barrel to get a world record. And it's like, most socks eaten whilst wearing a rubber band around your left ear in a minute.
Yeah, I think they're
because no one's gone for this one before.
See, I think they're the most pointless celebrities because I couldn't give a flying shit. I know we're sitting there saying about like the people that are reality shows and that they're pointless. The thing is, though, it's entertainment for people to watch, and you may hate it. Not, you may not
I'm sure there's a world record for greatest number of rubber bands wrapped around your scrotum, and I think that explains Madonna's voice in American Pie.
Do you think there is one?
Oh, probably is.
What about Madonna's?
I reckon it was Madonna.
Isn't that confusing celebrity with famous?
Yes.
They're two completely independent things.
Yeah, fame is just known. Celebrity to me, by very definition.
Celebrity, by very definition,
is celebrated. Their name celebrated because they've done something.
Exactly, but celebrity is used instead of famous.
This is the
You can be famous. Different. Harold Shipman is famous for being a serial killer that.
Isn't it infamous?
Well, it's infamous. Yeah, well, infamous, famous is.
It blurs.
That's the good and the bad side of it, but it's still known person. And known person is now classified as a celebrity.
So really, everyone's pointless celebrity. Because there's no one really out there that should be celebrated.
Except the ones who are actually genuinely talented.
But no one knows who they are.
I do.
What's the name?
Bird Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed. All right, so we're just going to end this on, we'll say Kim Kardashian, just like every other one.
No, we'll say everyone except Brian Blessed. Myself included.
Okay. So, we've been your cast podcast. I've been Adam, you've been
Ash,
and you've been
Will.
You can listen to us at Oddcast Podcast on the Pod Gods Network.
Follow me at Badger Prodder. Pod!
God! Damn it! Hello and welcome to the Jelly Fielders section of Pod Gods Damn It. My name's Mike.
I'm Chris.
I'm Lou.
And in this episode number 6, it's time to consider who are the most pointless celebrities.
I'm just sad we've only got 10 minutes to cover this.
Well, you could just reel off a list of names.
This is true. Well, let's just start. Paris Hilton.
Right.
What's the point of her? Kim Kardashian. What's she doing?
She's not a celebrity.
Well, no, but she's famous for being famous. She did a porn tape and she has that Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, but she's
series.
A celebrity, as you know.
Hey, she's a businesswoman and a role model, just like Jordan.
Oh, God. Sorry. Well, whilst we're on the subject of Jordan, her former husband, Peter Andre.
Well, you know, the problem, it's not just one problem, is it? It's an understatement. No, The cult of celebrity has evolved to a state where you simply are known for being known. Mm. And, you know, it's not because you have a talent, it's not because you've achieved anything, or you make the world a better place by being more well-known, by spreading a universal message of peace and love. You've been on television.
Yeah.
Or you've had sex with someone who's been on television.
Or you filmed yourself having sex with someone who's been on television and put it on the internet.
Yeah. It's just some level of recognition. I think all people, that's what people want. They want to be recognised for something and recognised for being themselves, even though they don't really do anything to support all the attention around them. Because occasionally I'll be standing by a magazine stand and I'll see all the covers of the tittle-tattle rags.
Do you struggle to recognise any
I
faces?
I don't know any of these people.
Yeah.
People like Kerry Katona. Oh no! It's when they refer to people by their first name.
Right.
Michelle goes on holiday without Darren. What's going to happen to their baby? And I was like, well, who are these? Who's Michelle and who's Darren? Should I be that familiar with them?
Maybe there's a paper for you, and they're saying your mates Michelle and Darren are going on holiday without the baby.
If it's, you know, Brangelina, if it's, you know, Tomcat, if it's celebrities who are actually aware because they've done things, they're film stars or they've acted or they've been musicians. Fine, they've got a talent. We're celebrating that talent.
They've at least got a, you know who they are.
You can associate them to something.
Yeah.
You can put a tangible fact on what they've done and how they contributed. If they've been in a reality TV show, who cares?
But it's not just...
By that level, people who act in adverts should be celebrities because you see them all the bloody time.
But it's not just those as well. I mean, Lindsay Lohan is a known actress, but probably more known for the trouble she gets in rather than any of the movies she makes.
Hmm.
And again...
Because most of the movies she makes are shit.
This is true. The best thing she's been in of late has been Machete.
Yeah.
Oh, she was good in that, but then, you know, she did some drugs and got her tits out, so it was pretty much real life for her.
They weren't her boobs.
Stunt boobs.
Stunt boobs.
I'm going to throw one out there. Right, I'm going to say Adam Garcia. What? This waste of fucking space. Get off the fucking screen.
But he can dance. He can tap dance. He was in Doctor Who, Flight of the Conchords. You know,
he's a cunt. I'm sorry, I just don't like the man. He's my Brian Cox.
Alright, okay.
Brian Cox is shockingly versatile, and Adam Garcia can tap dance.
And do a bit of stern face.
It was
acting.
Just for like an entire year when we first moved here, seeing that Tap Dogs poster everywhere
every,
in London.
Every bus we
with his
behind.
Fucking smirky face. And I'd only just started watching Doctor Who as well, and it was kind of like, oh my god, he's in Doctor Who as well. Great.
Do you not like Coyote Ugly?
Yeah. I like Coyote.
Well,
Ugly.
I like that film, but the only thing I never liked about it was him.
Oh.
Even like before he was, you know, the guy from Coyote Ugly when it first came out, I was just like, why is he in it?
And then he played Drew Barrymore's son in Riding in Cars with Boys.
Yeah. That was creepy.
She, it does like older than him. he's older than
there was
her.
Some kind of age define. Yeah. Well, they made her up to look a little bit older.
God, he just looks so smug all the time.
And he's like, I met him, Garcia. I met him, Garcia. Terry Prince!
I think you're the only person who's ever given him that much
credit, man.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
As much thought behind his actually being around. I've got to say, I've obviously no. Russell Brand obviously has a certain reputation about being a dick. But I think he was recently up in front of a drugs committee, like a government think tank, about the debate on the war on drugs and things like that. And he says some very eloquent things about addiction and treatment of addicts and how society should embrace them as a disease and need treatment and help rather than scorn, ridicule and abuse to a certain extent. And I thought sometimes he speaks very well about the cult of celebrity.
Would you class
how
him?
How little actually means and how he doesn't really buy into it. It's just that he happens to be recognised for certain things. His image, his personality are used to sell newspapers and magazines and sell airtime on radio. He's commodified and turned into a commercial entity beyond anything he would necessarily wish to do as a byproduct of wanting to have a career in certain industries.
Media,
he is incredibly irritating. I don't think he's the best stand-up comedian in the world by any stretch,
but
he has some very interesting things to say about being a celebrity, as probably one of the most recognisable people in the Western media.
Well, he is a much smarter guy than I think some people give him credit for. I mean, my dad sees a picture and goes, oh, we're bloody idiot.
I think it's because he's become a brand.
Hey.
I mean, you know, literally, I don't necessarily think that the person behind the media front is who he necessarily is. And obviously, I quite like him from things like Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And this makes the third of these episodes that we've brought that film up in.
Yeah, you can't forget Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Get him to the Greek. Same
get him to the Greek as well, yeah.
All right, whilst we're on subject of Pointless Men, Callum Best. Now, well, American audiences might not know who he is, but he's the son of the legendary footballer George Best.
Well, the point is he's in that problem state of having an incredibly famous dad.
Mm.
On so many levels, George Best was notorious for his sword skill as well as his footballing skill, soccer skill. And obviously he's just the son of someone famous.
Yeah.
Hasn't achieved anything in his own right. He just became a socialite because everyone, you know, knows who his dad is.
But he went on that Celebrity Love Island with and Abby Titmuss was there, and literally a whole bunch of other people who are famous for being famous. Remember when I caught half an episode of it just thinking, if you just dropped a bomb on that island right now.
See, Abby Titmuss, she was famous because John Leslie filmed himself having sex with her. So that's how she became synonymous with just nonsense and rubbish and trash and being on everything.
Yeah.
How does that happen? How did?
Well, John Leslie's not even that big of a star, but I mean, I suppose just to end on, my idea would be to gather up all of these Z-listers, people who are not famous for doing actually anything, bung them on an island.
People from Jersey Shore.
Yeah, all those shitty reality shows, and bung them on that island, give them all a bunch of guns, Battle Royale style.
Hunger Games style.
Yeah. No, I'm going with Battle Royale because that was infinitely more violent, and you could definitely see it was to the death. And whoever survives it can have their own show, because then they've done something.
But they've already got their own shows. No, that's the point. They're already getting things.
But you need to filter them out.
Stuff.
You put 400 on an island and one person can come out of that alive. And that one person can have a shitty career being famous for not doing anything, because they survived Celebrity Death Island.
Well, you want Celebrity Death Match. You actually want that to happen.
No, Celebrity Death Island. Celebrity Death Match has already happened and it's trademarked.
Well, yeah, but this isn't the most original idea you're proposing here.
No.
True. Other than we get this age in humanity where we have to see people killing each other for entertainment, back to the days of ancient Rome.
It solves out the overpopulation problem.
It certainly solves it.
But if you are not talented and you want to be famous, it is a good way of getting famous.
Yeah,
like having killed other non-famous people.
Obviously, it all have to be, you know, kind of.
But then you're not. But you're not solving that problem.
Well, you're reducing the amount of people that are famous, because then instead of having 55 Kardashians, you've got one, and maybe the world can live with one, as long as it's not Kim. It's one of the lesser known sisters. You know, you can live with one.
Well, you know, they've killed, like, you know, 200 other people to have that title.
Yeah, and whilst
they deserve it a bit more.
So it's people who contribute nothing.
Yeah,
ultimately
to the media. Why, what are you famous for? Why are you at this promo launch? Oh, they're paying me $4,000 to show up here and look like I'm having a good time.
That was my good time. Worth every penny.
And now I would take your $4,000.
But ultimately, these people, they're famous because they had sex. And it went online. So if you're saying that all the money they're making from their celebrity status is because of the sex tape that came out, does that make them a prostitute?
Well, aren't they all, if they caught it in that particular way, or are they just caught up in it and don't really have the same things that go on? It's the media's fault, like everything else.
But yeah, every sex tape that gets out, it was only for our own use. It's like, well, have you learned nothing? Just like every actress or actor... Mm. You know, from Heather Morris from Glee down to Christina Hendricks having naked pictures taken on their phone. Do they not look at the news or read TMZ once in a while?
No one's ever had their nude pictures leaked.
I'm sure this will be fine.
I'll send this to Chris Brown, he'll never share them on. That's one. But then, if you're any woman, like Talisa, whatever her name is,
yeah.
Who that the oral sex video came out, if you let a man film you doing anything, he's going to show it to people.
Of course he is. Oh, it's not even for my own. When I miss you, that's what I want to get on YouTube.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll show you. You show people. And then, you know, the nature of the internet is everything gets spread around. And if you want to be spread around... The problem is that people give it too much attention. We've wasted 10 minutes of our lives discussing these pointless, negative, vacuous people.
Well, let's not waste any more time on these pointless fuckers anymore. And there's... Until next...
Hear the rest of the podcast.
Pod. God. Damn it.
So it's the Dirty Rotten Show. We are short two of our hosts. Big Baby. And C is the executive producer, which really is an awesome title to have and means that you don't ever have to come to the show or do anything.
yeah, you can just pretend to be part of a show.
The question last week that we answered, which is posted up right now, Pod God Damn It. Is the podcast. Look it up on Stitcher, Pod God Damn It. Or just go to podgodsnetwork.com and you'll get hooked the fuck up. Is it networks or network?
It's Pod God's Network.
That's what I said the first time, right? I hope so. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Just Google the shit if you don't fucking find it by listening to my dumb ass. Just Pod space God's space network. Google search. Suck it. It'll come right up. It'll come right the fuck up. You can do it from your phone.
You think if you type in suck it, it'll come in still?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's for sure. Pod Guys Network, suck it, boom, psh, there it is. I don't even know if you need the Pod Guys Network part. Is that what you were saying? I don't even need that? Just say suck it and it goes to Pod Guys. I think that's right. That's how those fucking Aussies and UK motherfuckers roll. That's the thing about having it in three countries is everybody kind of, we create a Bermuda Triangle of bullshit. You know what I mean? But we got 10 minutes right now, so what's the next question?
I don't know, man.
All right.
I don't have it.
All right, well, tell me.
I email everything to you.
Who is the most pointless celebrity?
Most pointless celebrity?
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's so many of them. It's like asking if Hollywood is relevant.
Right. The better question would be who is the least pointless celebrity? That's because that might have an answer.
Basically, who do I hate the most in Hollywood, right?
I guess, yeah. Do you actually hate somebody in Hollywood? Is there somebody that gets on your fucking nerve so bad?
No, I don't think I hate.
It doesn't even have to be Hollywood. What about the world? I mean, sort of.
Actor. You know who I don't like as an actor is the dude from Borat. I don't think that he's funny at all.
Sacha Cohen? Man, you can suck my little fucking circumcised penis. I love that motherfucker.
No, dude, he's an overactor, man.
You know what, though? He fucking pulled two of those characters off at least without most of the people in their movie fucking knowing that it was a joke.
You don't really believe that, do you?
I do.
You think that people in Borat and didn't know that he was an actor coming in?
I do. I think in some of the cases they probably did, dude. But when he's hanging out with the rodeo fucking barn in America and they just fucking make themselves look stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he had me convinced. I just, you know, he's part of the tribe, and I just wanted to believe that he really pulled that shit off. Because I saw that
he's
shit.
Part of the tribe? What tribe?
The tribe of Israel, motherfucker. What?
Oh, God. Because he's Jewish, you want to believe that he's the best, that he's better than
I was just
pathetic?
Trying to come up with a reason why I did believe him. But you know what? As you say it, and as I'm trying to defend it, the moment I saw that shit, I was like, what? Who the fuck is falling for that bullshit?
I know.
But he's been successful.
It's like me walking up to somebody and saying, hey, I'm black. What up?
Suck my codfish. Oh, I forgot.
So who's your least favorite actor? Who's your least
There's a couple
favorite?
Of them, man. They just fucking, boom, get on my nerves the moment I see them on screen. The person who's kind of got on my nerves for their ego, but they're funny as shit. I'm not taking away from his talent. But he's got a fucking ego that I just want to smack him in his little fucking bisexual dick-sucking face. Russell Brand. No.
Russell Brand? Oh,
Russell
okay.
Brand. But he's the only person that's really got on my nerves lately. Like, dude, so what? You fucked Katy Perry and you told a couple fucking jokes and you were in Arthur. Take a fucking bath and shut the fuck up.
You think that if he took a bath and his hair went straight that you'd like him a little bit more?
Maybe. But it's just, and like I said, I think that I could have seen some shit out of context because, you know, people put propaganda out there. It's like you see 15 seconds of somebody and it looks like they're being a total egomaniac. Well, there might have been 30 seconds before and 30 seconds after where it was a setup for that moment. But I just couldn't think of anybody else who's really gotten on my nerves. I mean, Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, all those motherfuckers are washed up. So they're kind of pointless to the industry to me. I know Arnold's like worked on 4 films in a row just so that he could fucking.
Yeah, I'm relevant, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it was like, I've got to make 4 movies before they release the first movie, or else I will never make money again. That was the worst Arnold Schwarzenegger I've ever heard.
I think those are 2 pretty good picks. Russell Brand and the guy that coined Ricky Booby.
See, that's one of my favorite roles with Sasha, man. I feel like me and Sasha are on the same level.
That movie's funny, but the Brand movie's kind of. Yeah, that whole thing that he does is kind of just weird to me. It makes me feel uncomfortable, like gay porn when midgets walk in.
Totally. But before that, it's fine.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so that's our picks. Thanks for listening to the Pod Goddammit Show with the Dirty Rotten Show, bitches. Up next, who knows?
Dude, I have to go. I'm 5 minutes over.
All right, Dirty Rotten Show taking off. Fucking enjoy that shit. Pod Goddammit out, bitches.
Peace.
Damn it. Hey there, I am Tony.
I am Brian.
We are from the Salty Language Podcast on the Pod Gods Network.
There you go.
I added that S finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's our question for this week's Pod God Damn It. Who is the most pointless celebrity?
Wow. And that's a good one.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you could put a fucking net in the ocean of pointless celebrities.
You got, especially these days of all the reality shit going on.
Yep. But you've got to look for the shining beacon.
I'm going to shoot. No, no, I'm going to shoot in the right. I'm going to say Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Look, sucking Ray J's dick will get you that much fame. That's amazing to me.
Isn't it?
It is.
I mean, I know. That's why you've been thinking about it.
Well, you know.
I don't know. All that money she got, that's a lot of.
Suck a dick for a wizard tower?
Name you and your wizard tower. It's tough to argue with her because you.
What does she do?
There's like 3 that I could put up there, and I don't know that there'd be any argument on. Is it'd be her, Paris Hilton, and Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah,
because they're just fucking wastes of
humanity.
Yeah.
Teehee! I got out of car and showed off my vagina. Teehee!
And that's all. Well, I don't know if Kim Kardashian did. The other two did.
The other two definitely did.
Yeah.
I don't know about Kardashian. Nah, give her time.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't have to because, you know, she had a sex tape also.
Well, yeah, that's true. So she kind of just went right in, well, yeah. Kardashian just kind of, you know, skipped the showing off my cooch to the paparazzi and went right into the sucking dick on tape.
Yeah. And she showed her cooch off on in Playboy. Not really. I mean, not like hustler style where she's like, you know,
beaver hug.
Bent over showing the cavern or anything. But,
right.
You know. Yeah.
Larry Flynt's driving his wheelchair into it.
Wow. Yeah, it's really tough because it angers me up a lot.
That she is so famous for doing nothing?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
And that there's so many people out there that are trying really hard to just break into various industries where yes. you could get famous, and they can't.
I think what bothers me is that she's a role model for some people.
Oh, I know.
Like, I want to be like Kim Kardashian. It's just because they don't want to be, like, a good actor. They just want to be famous.
Right.
You know?
I want to be in a commercial for Skechers that leads to them having to dole out $45 million to people for false advertising.
Fair enough.
For those shape-ups.
She didn't get to show off that Kardashian ass.
Yeah.
I will give her that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, if you stood her next to Paris Hilton, at least she's got dad ass.
That's true. I mean, at least she's got curves.
Yeah.
I mean, Paris Hilton kind of looks like a young boy.
Right, and she has a lazy eye. Which is creepy. She does. And I'm a person with
lazy. Oh, did we mention she's a cunt?
No, we did not.
Oh, well, she is.
Well, I'm pretty sure crazy. All three of them are in the starting lineup for the C-Unit All-Stars.
What happened to Lindsay Lohan? You remember when she was ridiculously hot?
Yeah.
And now she looks like a crack whore?
Yeah, well, what happened.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That rock's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did you hear about...
I've got three pointless celebrities. Did I hear what?
Oh, God, what was it?
That someone mistook Blondie for Lindsay
yes.
Lohan.
Oh,
and
man.
And Blondie's like 60.
Yeah.
I did hear that, and mm-hmm. it was like, laughed my
balls off. You know what's funny?
Off.
I'll say this. Blondie looks good for 60.
Yes.
Lindsay
Lohan looks terrible.
Looks terrible for 60.
Yeah. Oh, God. So, yeah, for pointless celebrities, I can't think of anyone more pointless than that trifecta.
I'm sure there is. It would not at all surprise me if there's someone we're not thinking
of. Those three are the Legend of Zelda Triforce of
the Axis of Evil, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the three you would love to see just banished from the earth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. There's got to be a guy celebrity that's equally pointless.
I'm sure there is. There has to be. But, you know, the guy celebrities like this aren't idolized as much as the women ones are,
which
for
is odd.
Whatever reason.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can think of is it's like if you look at E,
right?
There's not really like a guy show on there because, you know.
What guy's going to watch E?
But I even guess. Then, I mean, there's like the Kardashians. And like the only show on there that like kind of starred a guy, if you will, was the Girls Next Door. The one with Hef and his
Yeah, Hef and his hoochies.
Mm-hmm. But even then, it really wasn't about Hef. He was more like a guest star on the episode.
Yeah, it was more about blurred out nipples, basically.
Yes, which is also a good name for a band.
Yes, it really is. Yeah. Exactly. We're the blurred out nipples.
Be great. They're all shirtless with like blurred out nipples.
Like,
yeah. You know,
like the black tape all across their chest.
Oh, I was thinking more like the pixelated. You know?
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Just make them QR codes.
Yeah, oh, nice. That's a good idea. Yeah, like, QR my nipples.
That's like a good idea.
Yeah, I like my nipples being QR. No. See, that's what I'm saying. That's the only thing I can think of is, you know.
I can't think of anyone more pointless than any of the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put the whole family in the boat.
That's fine with me.
And then the boat's going to go on Mill Lake and have a Viking funeral as we fire flaming arrows at it.
I will allow this.
All right, excellent.
I can't argue with you because it's so many people, if you say the word Kardashian...
They go, ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Now, the only thing I can maybe argue that would trump the ones we've talked about would be... Any of the moms from Toddlers and Tiaras.
They're not celebrities, though.
I agree. Kate Gosselin?
Oh, I really hate her.
She kind of fits in with that. Although, I mean,
she's
kind of...
She's very forgettable now, though.
I was just going to say, I think she's fading at this point.
But
so,
at the time
when
she was
a guy
hot,
for you, though. John Gosselin with his fucking Ed Hardy shirts and douchebaggery.
They should both probably
even
be
then,
put
he
in
had
a house and lit on fire.
But even then, dude only had, what, a hot minute? And it was over. So...
Yeah.
Because even Bruce Jenner being attached to the Kardashian wagon.
Right.
Is. You almost feel bad for him if you watch the show.
I've never watched the show, but I've heard enough about it.
I was going to say, I've seen enough of it on the soup. Yeah, that it just looks like.
That they shit all over his gold medals.
Also that.
Yeah.
And he's got a really creepy looking.
Doesn't he have, like, weird plastic surgery going on now?
I'm wondering if there's something botched in there or something, but there's something weird about him. But. Like I said,
he clearly hates himself.
You almost feel bad for him. I don't, but you almost do.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's about all I can give you for a guy.
Yeah, I'm,
there's got to be more guys. I mean, Perez Hilton's a guy.
I despise him.
That's a guy that people would like to see disappear.
You know what I'd love to see that guy doing? Holding like an anchor as it's plummeting to the bottom of the ocean.
Boy, man, you seem to have a lot of hatred.
I really despise
it. I'm surprised by this. I've known you for years and never seen this side of you.
I mean, I guess to be fair, if I could get rich and famous by drawing dicks on people's faces and like cum bubbles and shit, I would be all over
it. Like I said,
so I guess I can't fault him, but I could still hate him.
Yeah. That's why, you know, as much as people hate all these people, I was like, dude,
how about Justin Bieber?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I mean, at the...
Yeah, that's a real good one.
One of our past podcasts, I was talking about the dance recital I got to attend. One of the people that came out and danced to Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just... It's almost this music's so fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It's all auto-tuned and shitty beats.
That's pretty much that. That's what all the pop music is now.
And I blame it all on the Biebs.
Well,
although as he gets older and his voice is going to crack, you know, it's shit's going to go away.
Nah.
It's got to.
Nah.
It better. Nah. If there is no God, then.
What if he's a new Timberlake? Then what?
But then he can get into acting and make terrible movies.
You know what? I'll give Timberlake this.
All right.
He's a pretty good actor.
Okay, fair enough. And plus, he did do Dick in a Box.
He did do Dick in a Box, which is pretty funny.
Bieber will never have the Dick in a Box quality.
Are you trying to say he's playing for the other team?
An ice skater?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's going way back.
We haven't called that one back in a while. So, all right.
I don't know.
You know what I think? Anyone who has a television show where they have no discernible talent, I hate.
I like this.
You know why I hate them? Because I'm jealous of them. Because they have no
talent and they're on TV.
Yes.
Well, not even TV.
Look.
Just the cash flow.
We have a podcast that reaches all of like four people. And I
certainly hope it's more.
And they have television programs that reach millions of people. I would just like to have the reach that they have.
I agree.
I don't want some of the stuff they have, but I would just absolutely
love to get paid thousands of dollars for making dick jokes on Twitter.
Yes. Right? Pot!
God! Damn it. All right, for a little punch drunk, once again we are here. It is Pod God Damn It. With me, as always, we have
Phoenix
and
yes.
And in case I didn't say it, I'm Rambo. I don't remember.
No, you did.
Oh, I'm sure they fucking know who you are at this point.
We can hope, but you know, I'm the one who kept forgetting to have us intro for this segment. So sorry,
slip up a little bit.
But yeah, so we have another question for Pod God Damn It this week. It is. Who is the most pointless celebrity? I'm just going to go right ahead and say all of them. They don't really serve a point in life at all.
Oh, come on now.
They don't.
They're entertaining. That's the point.
Exactly. Without that, we wouldn't have TV, movies.
No. Without the celebrities, without the, I'm a celebrity. Guess what? There'd be other people to step up and do their job for them who are new and not celebrities yet. So the celebrity's pointless, but we could delve a bit deeper into this. Whichever one of you would like to go first, feel free.
Gee, I wonder which one of that would be. Me. You ain't got nothing, do you?
She's going to start off with the UFC fighters. Utterly pointless.
No, they're not celebrities. I'm going Jersey Shore.
Fuck you! God damn it, you bitch.
Should have stepped up, dude. Go first next time.
Oh, don't cry. It'll be okay. You can chime in. You can think it's a
fucking. Oh, they're all in the fucking Snooki. Fuck her.
Do you know how much money fucking this situation makes? $5 million. And this is the thing. As an actor, nothing's more frustrated than watching reality TV because it's taken away from jobs from actors.
I don't watch reality TV. The last reality TV show that I watched was Comic Book Men. And not because I thought, you know, oh my God, they're going to win the $10 million. I like comic books. I like Kevin Smith, and his guys are funny.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just the Jersey Shore. It just frustrates me that they make so much money for just being assholes. Paris Hilton, same way. Have no use for that.
No. You can't keep fucking going. Shut up.
Why is that? Okay. I'm going to take a breath now. Go. Oh.
No, because that was the next one I had. I was like,
well, why don't you use your own mind and stay out of mine, then, and you can figure it out.
Okay. Quick, name as many pointless people as possible.
Go.
We can go right with, we can go right with Kim Kardashian ahead. Next.
He's got to pick his toys up and leave in a hot minute. She's not worthless, though. She did that porn. I never saw it, but, you know.
Yeah, all female celebrities are doing porn now.
That's the thing to do.
That's how you get famous. That's how she got famous. That's how Paris Hilton got famous. Porn, 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 porn.
No, Paris Hilton didn't get famous that way.
Yes, she did. No. She wasn't. She wasn't.
After the fact.
No, no, she was an heiress. But she didn't become famous. No clothing lines, no perfume lines, till after she blew some dude online. Mm. That's when she started becoming famous.
And not well.
I mean, apparently not.
Okay, we're going to take a moment. We're going to let you have your piece. Go.
Before I say another one.
Oh, I'm good. Fuck it.
Okay. Come
oh, come on, Mr. Pouty Pants.
No, I'm fucking tired. I'm trying to think now.
Keanu Reeves.
I don't know if he's pointless.
He serves no purpose on this earth.
He does serve a purpose.
What?
No one wants to be as bad as Keanu Reeves.
That's true.
That's a purpose.
That's true, I guess.
Okay.
He's pointless more so nowadays. I mean, when's the last time he did anything decent?
Do anything decent? No, see, I disagree.
I fucking love Bill and Ted.
Ugh.
That was a great fucking movie. Both of them. But yeah, so let's see. Other pointless celebrities. I mean, I'm going to go right off the bat. Any fucking, if you play sports, utterly pointless.
Amen.
Useless, worthless pieces of crap.
Our firefighters and police department will go in, save our lives for $35,000 a year, but these guys bounce a ball for a couple mil.
Excuse me? Most of the time in this country now, those people rushing into the burning building to save your family don't get paid a dime. No. So if, you know, you guys, if you ever, ever have your house fucking burned down, you better just give your bank account to these people, because if they rushed in to save your ass, they deserve every penny you will ever earn in your
life. Save my cat.
Oh, somebody says that to one of these firefighters and I hear it, I'm going to backhand the bitch and I'm going to throw her in the fire.
Stop. You got to save my cat.
Fuck the cat.
Well, you know, some of us can burn unlike other people.
Yeah, apparently I'm flame retardant now.
Now you're flame retardant?
Yeah. I'll show you later. Okay. I have video of this.
I'm going to agree with Brandon on this one because he's chiming in. Octomom, what the fuck is the point of her?
Oh, she needs to be spayed.
And that, now she's going to do her own single fucking Flick the Bean video.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, I don't know what Flick the Bean is. I don't. I don't.
Fill in sound effect here.
Yeah.
Come on.
She's going to do her own masturbate video to sell.
Why is it called Flick the Bean?
Think about it.
What? This doesn't look like a bean. It doesn't taste like a bean. No, explain to me why it's called Flick the Bean.
What it's called.
Wait, let's back up for 2 seconds. We have to go on the second point that she wrote. It doesn't taste like it.
No, it doesn't taste like beans.
So what's it taste
you
like?
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
If somebody eats a lot of beans, you never know.
No.
You sweat out
asparagus,
what you eat.
Asparagus, you know.
Beans, again, you sweat out what you eat. So, I mean, if you eat nothing but beans.
We'll test it. Someone go down on a Puerto Rican woman.
But, nice. But yeah, no, the Octomom, or who is it, Kevin and 8, Fuck 8, all those assholes need to die too. Basically,
reality.
If you're on a reality.
No, because I got to have me my Top Chef. I have to have my Amazing Race.
No, that's something different.
So don't take
if
all the
If you reality. Have a reality TV show based around your shitty fucking dysfunctional family and how asshole-ish you can be, kill yourself.
Or they should just be filming in here.
We do film it. The problem is we're not calling ourselves reality TV, and we're not making any fucking money off
it. We're not getting syndicated yet.
So it's like, you know, seriously, these fucking Octomoms, these, you know, all these bullshit fucking people who they just follow you around in your life. Even these celebrity jackasses that are doing it too. Fucking, was it the Hulk had his fucking TV show, which ruined
Hulk
his life.
Yeah, Hulk.
Then his fucking daughter got a show. Why? Just because he came out of Hulk's fucking wife? You know, like, really assholes?
Charlie Sheen. Get over
Oh, yeah, he is worthless.
No purpose. No purpose on the planet whatsoever.
Just the butt of jokes forever.
And when he had that concert, the people were actually paying to see him, and I was furious. I'm like, why are you going to be financially supporting this guy?
Because so many people want to see him succeed now.
Kathy Griffin, too, she could be, you could break her neck, and I'd be totally okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of those people. Most of the people that I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I can't think about it.
D-list or whatever. Yeah.
Or let's also add these bleach blonde, stupid fucking pop idols. How about, if you're a pop singer, just go. What's the douchebag with the hair now?
Bieber?
Kill him. Send it back to Canada in three boxes.
People have tried to kill him.
No,
you can now buy his DNA.
Or any of these Christina Aguilera's. Yeah.
Wait. We got to go back on that for a second. What?
Yes, there is a company who is selling his DNA. They got a strand of his hair, and they are saying that they are selling you a little strand of his DNA.
It's illegal.
I don't know. We could have a lot of Bieber clones.
Well, I'm just saying, it's illegal to sell anything like that.
I think you might be secretly super excited, and you're just trying to restrain yourself.
Yeah.
Right now.
Remember when we found the Bieber toothbrush?
Yeah. I remember that, actually.
What?
Before VoodooCon, we were going to the store to get snacks. And right up there at the fucking impulse aisle, it's like, the
singing Justin Bieber toothbrush.
So you're going
like you suck him off while he sings. Of course, the bristles—that's more pubes than he'll ever have. So let's wrap this up.
He'll be finger beating himself. Is that what it's called?
Real quick, the most pointless celebrity for you, Phoenix.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. For you, most pointless celebrity.
Oh my God, we're going to get struck by lightning.
God!
Birthday show! No! No.
And just for that, I will say Muhammad.
No, oh dear Lord.
So for Pod Goddammit, we're all going to hell. You can find us at littlepunchdrunk@gmail.com if we haven't completely turned you off to our show. You can also find us on Twitter at ALIL Punchdrunk, Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes. We're all over the fucking place.
Listen to us!
Rock on, guys.
Pod! God! Damn it!
This is Pod God Damn It. We are blogging under the influence. My name is Mick.
J-Dub.
Cindy.
Festy.
Shauna.
And that's all.
Goodbye.
No Scott, no Henry, no Tyson, but we got a Festy festering in the fucking wings just waiting to take over for the nonsense.
What can I say?
And I'm sure we'll get plenty of nonsense. Before we get started, check us out on the Pod Gods Network under the label BUI. Got lots of free funny on there. Check us out on Cafe Press. At cafepress.com/BUI podcast. Get some fucking gear. Help us grow the show. We have a question sent to us from all the way across the pond.
Hello.
Hello. Adam Barker from the Oddcast podcast sends us a question.
Cheerio, Adam.
You're way too fucking loud, dude. Come on now. That is Tyson. Jesus Christ. Now, see, when I do the sound file, now I have to shrink that before I make everything else bigger.
Okay,
what she said.
You're fucking my day up already, pal.
The question is,
I think we're on episode 6, I think. Yeah, because we did the wish one last. I remember that. Because I was the only one that wished for anything worth a shit. And by that, I mean money. But everybody heard that by now. But okay. Question number 6 for the Pod Goddammit podcast is, who's the most pointless celebrity?
Sookie.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, for sure.
Except for her ass.
Paris Hilton.
Except for her ass. Her ass is worth at least $100.
$100. This isn't like what's the most valuable celebrity. It's the most pointless.
Or Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton.
Lindsay Lohan comes to mind as well.
Yeah. It's like off to the slut cave. What skanks can we call out?
Okay. Lindsay Lohan has a reason for being famous.
She's got several movies.
She's done movies.
Before she turned skank.
She was cute before she was legal. And I don't mean that in a pedo type way. I mean, I grew up with her.
Sure. Right.
Hey, never mind the 10-year-old in my closet, all right?
Yeah. She really has something going for her, and she's messed her whole career up.
She let her hoo-ha show a couple times, and everybody seen that beat-up box and was like, meh.
Now she looks like she's been hit by a fucking train or something. Yeah. And she's only 25.
What fucking drugs do to you, man. Look at me.
Exactly. You're only 25. You look like you're at least 33.
I am 33.
Oh, sorry about that.
Rye Rogan.
To you, Jason.
But okay, so I think there's a point to Lindsay Lohan, why she's famous.
Yeah.
But Kim Kardashian and basically the whole cast of the fucking Jersey Shore.
Right, that's pretty worthless. That's
Snooki.
There's not a point to them. There's no reason why we should know this little fucking orange glazed butterball fucking Snooki is pregnant.
Okay, yeah. Who is Snooki?
Snooki came off of Jersey Shore. That's all I know.
I've never watched Jersey
Shore. It's a stupid reality show.
Yeah.
I've never seen Jersey Shore either, but it's all over the media all the time.
I watched it via Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, I just don't pay attention.
And I know how she got pregnant because she'd been hanging out in the smush room. I got that far on it, man.
Okay. I did see a snippet on one of the first newer episodes of Beavis and Butthead when they relaunched it, but I don't remember anything about it.
They're all over this fucking Snooki getting pregnant. But honestly, she's ugly as fuck.
I mean, she looks better without makeup, and I've seen pictures online of her without makeup, and she looks normal. Like,
yeah, right. I had another friend say she looked better without fucking clothes. I looked those pictures up, and I don't believe that either.
No. Not so good. The orange glaze drips and glazes.
She just starts running.
It looks like a bad spray paint job. Like you see the little drip marks and shit.
Yeah, the masking tape. And
throw bologna at her and peel it off and make her polka dot it and shit.
Wow.
Sorry.
But yeah, I would say in today's day and age, you have to go with the Kardashians and the Jersey Shore. But we have to pick the most pointless celebrity. So would, say, Snooki or Kim Kardashian win in a fucking epic pointless
battle? I know what they would actually win at.
But Kardashian, at least she's got a well-known boyfriend now. She's
sex
dating.
Tape.
Huh?
That's the only thing that got her popular, and she admitted that on Oprah Winfrey. So.
No. She's been
dating. I thought Oprah was done.
Yeah. Oprah has her own.
I thought I know she's got her own network now.
It was an interview.
Yeah, she still does a show called Oprah's Corner or some shit. I don't know.
Come join the BilderbergGroup.com.
Yeah, I watched the 50 Cent interview on there a couple weeks ago. But what was I getting at?
I don't remember.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian. She's dating Kanye West.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. But Ray J's the one that made her famous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that wasn't ever her boyfriend. That was just some dude.
So this is kind of like the Bill Clinton syndrome. Like Monica Lewinsky, nobody knew who the fuck she was until she was like, oh, I need somebody to suck my dick. Oh.
I got cum on my dress and a cigar in my pussy.
Yeah. So is that what Kim really is? So does that make her a celebrity or is that just Bill Clinton syndrome?
Rumor has it that her mom actually set up the whole sex tape thing.
Now, that's a mother-in-law to have.
That's her mother. Not her mother-in-law, her mother.
I'm speaking from a man's point of view.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, if I'm going to have somebody direct a fucking sex tape with me and my old lady, why not my mother-in-law? That just adds a whole new sense of nasty that I haven't even fucking explored yet.
Yeah, that's gross. Thanks for injecting those thoughts in my head, asshole.
You're welcome. Sleep well.
So who are we voting for here? Kim K or Snooki?
I've got Kardashian horse.
Yeah.
We'll just group all the Kardashians into one since they share the same last name.
I think they're all kind of part
Even
of the same.
They don't all share the same father, apparently.
Kim's the worst. Yeah, the Wookiee
is
allegedly fucking O.J. Simpson's daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's who the people speculate who her father is because he was dating, what's her name, whoever their mom is. I guess there's some information to lead to that. Plus, she fucking looks like him. She's got his head.
Yeah.
She's a Kardashian, like, grown like 150% with O.J. Simpson's head. She's the skunk ape. She's the skunk ape. No, she don't have a fucked up enough, like, grill and, like, long fingernails and shit to be a Chewbacca cobra.
Ah, okay. That was just that one movie.
Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah, go check it out. What was that called?
Evil Weed.
Evil Weed. Yeah. Go on Netflix right now, world. Like, they have it in the UK now, though, the Netflix streaming. So, Adam, everybody go watch Evil Weed. It'll waste an hour and a half of your life, and you'll be pissed off when it's
and
over.
And you'll never get it back.
Is Evil Weed anything like that Tommy Chong movie, Evil Bong?
Probably worse.
I've never seen that, but it's got to be worse. At least that movie has Tommy Chong in it.
Yeah, only for like 2 seconds, man.
Oh, okay. Like,
you know.
This one had a good camera for 2 seconds.
Oh, there's no camera. Like I could buy a better camera at Walmart tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen better video shot on fucking iPhones. you know, the iPhone 4 and 4Ss, they got pretty good cameras, but still, if you're doing a movie, at least make sure the video quality of the two cameras you're using match. And I'm not even a film critic. I could give a fuck less about shit like that. I'm a dumb monkey when it comes to movies. Just entertain me. It doesn't even have to be that good of acting or that good a plot. I don't care. I'll sit there and watch it. Very rarely do I get, like, angry at a movie.
So we realize Mick watches a lot of porn with what he just spoke right.
You don't have to have a plot. You don't have to have a fucking point. Just fuck!
Well, that's all we got for this week, folks. This is BUI. Thanks for listening. We're out.
Damn it.